What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original slab pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Bob Papiani, speaking of having fun, joins us right now. Pomp and Joe. He's working all week on Pomp and Joe. Actually, wait, I'm just hearing that's not true. You're off tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow. I'm doing TV all week like I always do, so it's a good doubleheader day every day for me from 10 in the morning until midnight, but it's fun, and that's why we do this, Pony, right?
Yeah, are you feeling, like, extra, like, fatigue from now doing the two full-time job thing?
Not really.
Question. No?
No, I feel like it's in a way it energizes you. There are times, that's why, for me, on radio, is 3 days a week is enough. I can't do more than that. Then I really would feel that way. Plus, I owe it to my wife and my kids and grandkids to spend more time, and I'm trying to do that, even though that's sort of exactly opposite of what I just described. But I fit it all in somehow, some way.
All right. Well, I'm happy to hear that, Bob. What was your reaction to seeing in the Post-Gazette today from Noah Hyles, him saying, quote, "I think 2026 will be Paul Skene's final full year with the Pirates"?
Well, at first when I heard it, and we talked about it on our show today, I thought, okay, that's a little too early, but I understood what Noah was saying, because there is the possibility of 2027 being in jeopardy right now. It could very well be that scenario. I think it'll still go beyond then, because I'm not sure this is going to ever be a lockout. It seems like every time we get down this road, players figure it out, that they have the owners over the barrel, and the owners always cave, it seems, or at least that's my perception of it, so... I think they all realize they make money, and they're going to try to keep that going. So it may be averted, although I think for the betterment of the game, it needs to happen. But as far as Skene is concerned, it's just a matter of how much time. Even if you factor in the half year last year, then this year, then next year, you're 2.5 years. And, you know, I thought for sure it would go at least four. And I think they should be planning appropriately, which they've already been way late on, and it's cost them another season.
Where should their payroll be next year with Paul Skene's? Where should it be? Not where will it be?
$140 million.
$140 million.
Yeah.
So if they got to 140,
we brought this up earlier today too, and I like this example because I remember as it played out, you know, Pete Alonso was out there for anyone to take if they wanted to. I know he probably wanted to return to the Mets, but they ended up giving him 2 years, $54 million, using him as an example. $27 million a year for a player who's hitting, you know, 290 with 21 home runs and 70-plus runs batted in, that's what you want. And it costs. If you're going to play this game, it costs that. That's part of business. So a contract like that, they should say
bless
yes.
You,
and maybe you have to pay even more for it, but so be it.
You would have had to. You would have had to pay probably 30 to get him to pick the Pirates.
Well, so what?
Over the Mets.
And where does that do to the payroll? And what does it do to their lineup, more importantly?
Well, it would put it at $114 million because they're at like 80. They're in the 80s, so let's say
right.
They go from 87 to 117 is where Skene's would put it, or Alonso would put it. And if you put Pete Alonso on this team, I think they go from being the worst hitting team in Major League Baseball to probably the 25th worst hitting team in baseball.
Well, I mean, you obviously need more than that, but I was, you know, at the beginning of this offseason,
yeah.
I thought they'd have two significant bats that would make a difference. They got bats, but they didn't get the kind of bats that they needed. And they weren't willing to spend what's needed. And that's the problem. Once you create a scenario where you have the image and you're never going to pay, then people don't even look at you as a possible option. So they need to make sure they overdo it sometimes. And if it means paying more for a guy, so be it. I would rather see that, and the fan base at least would be somewhat energized to know that they're trying to do more. It can't just be 1 year, $2 million. It can't be Tommy Pham numbers, Adam Frazier numbers, that kind of stuff. That's nitpicking, and I don't think it ever improves your team.
Would you give T.J. Watt this projected deal, speaking of money? 4 years, $168 million, $42 million a year, $126 million guaranteed.
Well, given what Garrett got, I think that's probably what you're describing, similar money like that. Is that more guaranteed money? I forget. He got 100 and what,
it's 33? It's $2 million more guaranteed. Garrett's 124. Okay.
Well, I think the Steelers are going down that road where they do it. As far as me, I would do it, but I would also try to get him to understand that just because you want to be the highest paid player, which may only last for a day before Micah Parsons comes along and makes it, you know, how much money do you really need? This is a contract. If he's serious about his intent of being here, as he said before, then there should be a way to figure this out before it ever gets to that level. Now, if he's intent on becoming the highest paid temporarily, and then I guess you got to deal with that. I didn't think it would ever come to that. I thought it would be. And having said that, I also think the Steelers missed the boat. They could have gotten him way under this number if they did it a little earlier than they chose to do it.
Bob, don't you think it's not like a super wrong inference to think maybe he's not overwhelmingly happy here? They've never won a playoff game with him. It's been 8 years. He hears that all the time. They put him in the same spot on every play. He got chipped like crazy. It hurt his numbers. All I'm saying is he put up the Instagram post that everybody saw. His brother seems to go on McAfee at least once a month and say things that make it sound like he's not exactly, you know, in love with being a Steeler. I don't know. He said that when the season ended, but maybe he doesn't feel that way anymore.
Maybe he doesn't. I don't know. Maybe Minka feels differently now. Maybe one of the reasons why he's no longer here is because he thought they were going to do one thing with him and they did another, or he just dropped off. I mean, it could very well be that as well, based on what they were paying him. So, that could be true. I don't know what goes on in that department and how he feels about the way they run defense. But, he gets chips a lot, but he also has to work through those, and he does it seemingly earlier in the season, more so than later in the season in most years. So, when the games are more important and when they need him most, his numbers have gone the other way. So, he's a great player, and I really believe that they're going to get it done with him. I'm just surprised it's going to a level where it has to be Myles Garrett money. I don't think, to make him satisfied, I don't think he needs to be there. Quite frankly, he has enough money for the rest of his life and his family's life probably. So if he's happy, he should just make the call and get it done.
Agents are involved too. You got a big agency representing you. Garrett has another agent.
Yeah, but he controls it, doesn't he? He's the guy. If he says, I'm happy, that number is fine with me, doesn't the agent who is employed by him owe him the opportunity to accept the deal? I mean,
If you produced better ratings and had more success than someone who had the same exact job as you in town, you know, I wouldn't. If I were you, I would not feel comfortable or great accepting or taking less money than that person.
Yeah, but that's a different kind of game. That's apples and oranges, Andrew, because that kind of money would never even come close to the kind of money we're talking about. And I wouldn't get guaranteed money, and nobody else would in this business. That goes well beyond maybe the most effective times of your broadcast life. So I just think it's, sports has gotten to the point now where these numbers are crazy. You have to play the game. I get it. But I think sometimes maybe the Steelers should explore different avenues when it comes to elite players. And if they really, truly want to keep them, they should have done it before Max Crosby ever got. And that's 2 years out, which is a policy that they don't normally embrace.
Have you ever talked to somebody over there as to why they even have that policy?
Not really, other than it's just been a longstanding policy. Now, they have the thing now is they've changed some of their policy.
Right, that's what I mean.
If you're going to change policies, that's the one I would probably change the most. I understand what they think. If you do it, and then other players are going to want the same kind of treatment, and then you
But they're not all T.J. Watt.
Exactly. That would be my counter to those other players. I said, if you're an elite Hall of Fame player,
win a defensive player of the year, then get back to me. Yep.
Right. And I think that's an appropriate response by the team to just say, okay, fine. You want that? Show it to me. And when you get to that level, we'll take care of you. But if you're not a Hall of Fame level, first ballot, defensive player of the year, whatever, we're not going to deal with that. So, but I do think for certain players, you have to make exceptions if you want to beat the market and if you want to keep the player around.
Donnie, give Bob your ranking of the top five Steelers of the last 25 years, and let's see if Bob agrees with the players you put on that list and the way that you ordered them.
Oh, okay.
All right, Donnie.
All right, Pomp, you ready for number five?
Okay, yes.
Hines Ward. Number four.
This is of the last quarter century.
Yeah, so
yeah,
since 2000
to 2024, yep.
Hines Ward, number five. Alan Faneca, number four. Antonio Brown, number three. Troy Polamalu, number two. And Big Ben, number one.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Where do you have Watt?
Six.
So he's on the outside of that top five. Well, where do you have Bettis?
I have Bettis at 16. He did a lot of his damage in
Bob,
the 90s.
His best years were in the 90s.
Okay, I forgot about that.
Don't worry. A lot of people jumped on me for that. But
he didn't even make my list.
Okay. Do you include kickers in this?
I had Boswell on mine at 24. I probably could have had him
on
higher.
The list. I wouldn't put him. He's definitely on the list for the role he plays in importance. As far as Hines Ward, yes. Faneca, yes. I mean, I can't deny those guys are Hall of Fame players. Ahead of him, Troy's a Hall of Who's at third?
A.B.
Ooh, that's an interesting one. I don't know if I'd put A.B. up there. I'd put Watt, maybe Harrison ahead of him. Where do you have Harrison?
Seven.
Bob, how about Hayward? Are you forgetting he's played football for about 20 years?
No, I know. I'm just trying to – I mean, okay, you caught me off guard here. I'm trying to think of all the guys. Yeah, I mean, he's going to – I would put A.B. out of that top five. I would put him more of the 8-9 role replace him with either Watt Harrison or even Cam Hayward. But I just think A.B. – and I say that knowing that I think his six-year run was as good as any we've seen. But just the way it all broke down, everything about that still – I think affects me a little bit.
Who would you put one, Ben or Polamalu?
I would put Ben one. Still would. I think the quarterback is the most important player on the field. When, you know, so.
Malzi had him
14th. Polamalu, obviously. What's that?
Malzi had him 14th.
Ben? Did he really?
No, he didn't. But Malzi just hates Ben, of course.
Yeah, that's just
speculation. I was going to say, that's letting your personal feelings affect your list. Can't do that, can you?
All right, Bob. Great stuff. We'll talk again next week. Thank you.
All right, Boney, I'll see you. And Donnie, have a good day. Thanks.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.